You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Ragtime America.
Have you been listening to KGNU for a while but haven't had the right opportunity to give? Now is the time to invest in KGNU and make an impact during our end-of-year cyber drive. Now through December 30th, you have a chance to support KGNU. The power to make a difference is truly in your hands. Every story, every music set you hear on KGNU begins with you, with your support. KGNU truly is better with you. Go online at kgnu.org. It doesn't take much, but it does take everyone to make a difference. Thank you for your support.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, as we have done on the last day of the year for several years now, we are going to go back 100 years and look at the rags and the headlines of 1917. Well, certainly, as far as headlines were concerned, the main headlines were World War I, something associated with World War I, and ultimately our involvement, the United States' involvement in World War I towards the end of the year 1917. But there were some other things that went on. January 10th, 1917, the suffragettes staged a silent sentinel protest. The first protest outside the White House in Washington was led by Alice Paul and the National Women's Party. More on that as we go through the year. But let's get a rag out of the way here from 1917. And so let's turn to the great Duke Ellington. And in 1917, he wrote a piece called The Soda Fountain Rag, which he recorded as a piano solo. He was quite an adept Harlem Stride pianist. So here to perform it for us is Mr. Ken Werner. Short and sweet, Ken Werner's performance of Duke Ellington's Soda Fountain Rag. Well, as far as the war effort was concerned, in January, the Zimmermann telegram is sent from Germany to Mexico, stating that in the event of the U.S. entering World War I on the Allied side, Mexico would be given Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico. Intercepted by British intelligence and partly deciphered on the next day, its release in March shifted the U.S. public opinion in favor of a war against Germany. Another rag from 1917. Here we turn to James P. Johnson, the father of stride piano, and his piece called Harlem Strut. Here's Stephanie Trick. Stephanie Trick in a live performance in St. Louis and Harlem Strut. I can't believe that a human being can play it that fast. She is amazing. All right. Well, certainly the war dominated the headlines. And on January 31st, Germany notified the United States that its submarines, its U-boats, would attack neutral merchant ships, which, of course, would affect our shipping fleet, since at that time we were supporting, as a neutral nation, we were carrying merchandise to Britain. And then February 3rd, the U.S. liner Housatonic was sunk by a German submarine, and that caused the U.S. President Woodrow Wilson to break off diplomatic relations with Germany. Moving now through more of the rags of 1917, here's one by Henry Fillmore. He wrote a lot of trombone smear-type rags. The best known one is Lassus Trombone, but he had a whole family of trombone rags. And here is Sally Trombone, a member of that family, I guess. This will be played for us by the South Shore Concert Band of Chicago. We'll be right back. South Shore Concert Band has played Sally Trombone by Henry Fillmore. That's from an album called Circus Music. And certainly I think you can get into the spirit of things by thinking of that as circus music. Well, on now to some more headlines. Something besides World War I on February 26th. Tsar Nicholas II of Russia ordered his army to quell civil unrest in Petrograd. The army didn't do it. Instead, they mutinied. And on March 15th, Nicholas II abdicated the throne. And March 22nd, the United States is the first nation to recognize the new government of Russia. James Scott, in 1917, wrote a great rag called the Paramount Rag. Let's listen to Guido Nielsen from the Netherlands. Guido Nielsen, nice piano performance, excuse me, of the Paramount Rag by James Scott. Well, moving on now through more headlines from 1917. The territory of Puerto Rico was created and U.S. citizenship was granted to the people who lived there. On March 19th, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the 8-hour workday for railroad employees. On March 23rd, Tornadoes in the Midwest killed 211 people over 4 days. One of the worst tornado disasters that we've ever had. On a happier note, Elmer Olson, whom I know nothing about, wrote Town Talk in 1917. Here to play it is Elliot Adams. Moved right along on that one. Town Talk, written by Elmer Olson. Nice, sprightly tune there. When you take a moment right now to lend your support to the station that has filled so many days this year with great music, well, you certainly help ensure that we have another year ahead filled with even more. More performances that will astound you, more moments that will inspire, more music that reaches, actually, to your soul. KGNU plays music that inspires, and your support is what lets the thrill of eclectic music play on every day of the year on KGNU, and we certainly do play eclectic music, including right now. So please consider making your vital year-end gift today by going to your computer and to kgnu.org. And just follow the instructions there. It'll make it easy for you, and it will certainly help us out. Having said all that, let us move on to another piece from 1917. This one by Muriel Pollock, one of the great studio pianists, female studio pianists of the day. Rooster Rag from 1917. And here is a good German ragtime pianist. His name is Marcus Schwartz. Thank you. Marcus Schwartz, good ragtimer from Germany. They do a good job over there. And Muriel Pollack's Rooster Rag from 1917. Well, what else happened that wasn't associated with the war? Well, in the Stanley Cup for hockey, the Seattle Metropolitans beat the Montreal Canadiens 3-1. Seattle became the first United States team to win the Stanley Cup. In March, the U.S. purchased the Danish West Indies for $25 million and renamed them the Virgin Islands. And on April 2nd, Jeanette Rankin, who was voted as a Republican representative from Montana, began her term as the first woman member of the U.S. House of Representatives. Interesting, because women couldn't vote then, but she got elected. So a harbinger of things to come. And let's turn to a piece written by Henry Kleinkauf and Guy Hall in 1917, kind of a pop-type rag. It's called the Johnson Rag. And here to play it is an English group from London, Jeff Love and his ragtime gang. That was from a 1974 piece of vinyl called Jeff Love and His Ragtime Gang from England, and Johnson Rag. His band is one of the happiest ragtime groups that I think I know of in my collection. Well, moving on, we need to get back to the war because that dominated the year. On March 12th, a German submarine sank an unarmed U.S. merchant ship. And on that same day, Woodrow Wilson gave executive order to arm our merchant ships. But then, after the sinking of three more American ships, U.S. President Wilson met with his cabinet, and they agreed that war was inevitable. April 4th, the U.S. Senate agreed to participate in World War I, and April 6th, the United States declared war on Germany and entered World War I. And May 15th, the first officers' training camp opened in the U.S. as the country prepared. And on May 18th, U.S. Congress passed the Selective Service Act, authorizing the federal government to raise a national army for the American entry into World War I through compulsory enlistment. And by June 5th, 10 million U.S. men had begun registering for the draft. Big deal. Wow. A lot going on in 1917. Let's get on to some more music from 1917. Here's a piece by Erwin LeClaire called The Triangle Jazz Blues. And the group we have queued up for us is a small subset out of the Pacific Coast Ragtime Orchestra. They call themselves the Small Timers. The Small Timers has brought us Triangle Jazz Blues from 1917. Well, can we pick something else here that didn't have anything to do with the war? And I don't see a whole lot here right away. Let's turn the page here. In July 28th, there was a silent parade in the U.S. organized by James Weldon Johnson. 10,000 African Americans marched on Fifth Avenue in New York City to protest against lynching. And interestingly enough, on August 1st, which is just 3 days later, Frank Little, an IWW organizer, was lynched in Butte, Montana. Gosh sakes. Anyway, let's get out of that and move on here. To another piece by James Scott from 1917, one of his better known ones. This is called the Efficiency Rag, and our artist is John Novacek. ¶¶ John Novacek has brought us James Scott's Efficiency Rag from 1917. Well, turning to another part of the world, in China, Sun Yat-sen and his supporters established a military government and elected him as the commander-in-chief. Let's see, what else? Leon Trotsky was named chairman of the Petrograd Soviet as the Bolsheviks gained control in Russia. And the World Series that year, the Chicago White Sox beat the New York Giants 4-2. That was the 14th World Series. And on October 20th, U.S. suffragette Alice Paul, the one who staged a protest outside of the White House, began serving a 7-month jail sentence for protesting women's rights in Washington. And here, from a composer named Wilbur Sweatman, we here have the Boogie Rag, and to play it, a group called the Down Home Jazz Band.
The time of year when we are in the spirit of giving and strengthening community. We look back over the year and count our great moments wanting to give back. Participating is easy during our year-end cyber drive, December 28th through the 30th. To make a donation, go to kgnu.org.
This program is presented by you, the KGNU listener members, and by the first annual Martin Luther King Day Talent Showcase, sponsored by Boulder Country Day School. This event takes place on January 15th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Avalon Ballroom, located at 6185 Arapahoe Boulevard. Tickets and information can be found on Facebook at Martin Luther King Day Talent Show Boulder.
All right. Right before that, we heard the Boogie Rag as played by the Down Home Jazz Band. And here is a piece by Charlie Strait, who really got the novelty rag genre going. It's called the Blackjack Rag, and Charlie himself will have performed this on a piano roll that's been recently discovered. Piano roll cut by Charlie Strait, of a piece written by Charlie Strait in 1917, The Blackjack Rag. Well, let's see what else we have here. You know, there were some top songs of 1917. Of course, the big number one hit was Over There, a song about how we're all going to go over to Europe and fight the war and win. But we also had Darktown Strutter's Ball, For Me and My Gal, Poor Butterfly, and Missouri Waltz, songs that we still remember today, came out in 1917. Let's turn to a piece by Henry Clickman called Smiles and Chuckles. And here is a saxophone saxtet, Dan Levington's saxtet, to play that right now.
Thank you.
That was a piece that was made famous in the year by the Six Brown Brothers. It was a vaudeville act featuring six saxophone players, and that's been reprised here by Dan Levinson's Saxtet. The piece is Smiles and Chuckles. Well, how about some prices from 1917? A new house could be had for $3,200, a new car for $2,000. If you were just trying to make ends meet, you could get a loaf of bread for 7 cents, a dozen eggs for 34 cents, a quart of milk for 9 cents, a pound of steak for 26. Movie tickets were 15 cents, first class stamps were 2 cents, and monthly rent was $25. One of the things that was not mentioned when I looked for lists of things that happened in 1917, but it was a big one for us, that was the year that Scott Joplin died. And so it kind of brought the ragtime era to a close. His first publisher, John Stark, brought out a piece that he had in his files, had had there for quite a while. It's called The Reflection Rag. And so here is our last Joplin piece to be published, Reflection Rag, and here is the late William Albright.
Thank you.
William Albright has brought us Joplin's Reflection Rag from 1917. Well, there were war clouds on the horizon, and there were clouds for ragtime in 1917 because Dixieland jazz was on the march. And Larry Shields and Nick LaRocca wrote a piece then called War Cloud, later named Fidgety Feet. And we'll go out with that because it signaled the end of the ragtime era and the beginning of the jazz age. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America this evening as we've celebrated the rags and headlines of 1917. We'll play as much of this as we possibly can. Here's the New Orleans Ragtime Orchestra with Fidgety Feet. Time is exactly 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift. It's the end of the year once again, and it's our traditional time to present to you a very special program from New Year's Eve 1945, going into 1946, put together by the Armed Forces Radio Service. They picked up remotes from bands across the country, and that was quite a technological adventure back in those days. So it's quite a special program, and you'll hear some of the greatest names of the swing years as we go into our version of the Cyber Drive here at KGNU. And I'd like to dedicate tonight's broadcast to a good friend of mine, Dan, who has spent over 40 years as a court reporter and is retiring as of tomorrow. with all of our best wishes. Dan, enjoy Harry James. Here we go.
Well, gang, this is it, the biggest dancing night in America. We're ringing out the old and swinging in the new, and this is Harry James with all the music makers about to give you the first downbeat on the Armed Forces Radio Service New Year's Dancing Party. All of your favorite bands are on the line tonight to play New Year's greetings from Times Square to Nob Hill. And now from good old Hollywood, we uncork your first noise maker. It's Sad Sack.